Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Today, the question is, how do I get better at closing? And the answer is, get a better open. As with any business, I try to help my customers with their biggest challenges. When it comes to selling skills, the number one challenge salespeople have is closing. At least that's what they think is the biggest challenge. They want the result, a sale. In their mind, the sale is when the customer says yes. So they want to get better at the moment the customer says yes, which is understandable. However, their struggle to close starts way before the close. It starts with the open. The way you prepare and begin the sales conversations are far more important than how you close or even what the closing question is. To help explain this in training, I like to use the example of a marriage proposal. Wanting to get better at closing is like saying you want to get better at asking someone to marry you. Does the answer to your proposal, your closing question, depend on the wording of the question, the location, the fact that you got down on one knee, or even the size of the ring? Well, of course not. Well, hopefully those things don't matter. Let's hope the answer depends on how good of a fit you are for your future spouse. Although someone in the crowd usually remarks that the size of the ring might be a deciding factor. To develop a better open, here are four things that you can do. Number one, write better questions in your pre-call planning. First of all, do a pre-call plan. This step is often skipped. We like to use the lack of time excuse. Skipping it leads to a bad open from the beginning of your sales call. Just taking a few minutes to be thoughtful about what you need to ask on your sales call will greatly improve your ability to advance the relationship. Well, second way to get a stronger open is to rehearse those questions until they feel completely natural and conversational. Yes, that's right. I want you to turn off your radio while driving to the customer and practice your questions. When you get on your call and you get a bit nervous, you will appreciate the fact that you spent some time rehearsing. If you don't, you will most likely skip asking these questions out of fear of looking bad like you're trying to read something off of your paper. The third way to get a better open is to have an agenda for your sales call. The agenda doesn't have to be a printed formal agenda, nor does it even have to be shared with your customer. It just needs to be thought out prior to the call. Without an agenda, you are subject to the whims of whatever happens on the sales call. My agenda is often just a few bullet points of topics or areas I want to dig into. All I need is a couple of keywords to look down and remind me of the agenda item or the question I wanted to ask. I don't need the whole sentence. The other advantage of agenda is it reduces social calls. Salespeople can fall into the trap of getting lazy and doing that just stopping by or just checking in. Customers are busy. Even if they really like you, they probably don't want you to just wander in without a purpose. The other value of an agenda is it leads to a next step. When you have an agenda, you have a reason to go see the customer, and that reason is to get them to take the next step in some part of the buying process. Again, this prevents the randomness of just shooting the breeze with a customer until you feel they're ready for a closing question. Well, the fourth method of getting a stronger open is to shift the focus from you and your products to them and their business as soon as possible as you start your sales call. Here's the struggle or trap that we get ourselves into. We make the appointment with a customer to tell them about a product, service, or program. And that's the reason for the sales call. When we get on the call, that's exactly what we do. We meet and greet. Then the customer asks us to go ahead and tell them all about what you wanted to talk to them about. And so you do. Then you close and wait for the reply. Makes sense. That's even how the sales training process was taught. The struggle with this is that there was no discovery done with this individual customer. So the close is going to land on a lot deafer ears than if you spent some time shifting your focus to them. And do this as soon as it makes good sense to do so. The best is right at the beginning, before you ever even start talking about you and your products. Good luck in your efforts to close more sales with a stronger open.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.